Desperate. Written by Toast Tastegood and read by Eos Rose. Merlin nearly died today. That thought plays over and over and over in Arthur's mind until he feels as if he's gone mad. The images replay of his mistake, of Merlin's foolish bravery, of the way his heart had felt as if it had stopped. He can't prevent himself from holding on to Merlin a little harder than he usually would. He pins Merlin beneath him on the bed, unmindful of the bruises they've both attained through the day's events. "Never do that again," he hisses through grit teeth. "Do you understand that? Never." Merlin looks up at him with an unconcerned expression that Arthur wishes he could wipe away. "Is that an order?" "If it was an order, you wouldn't do it," Arthur sighs, though he knows that's far from true. As irritating as Merlin can be at times, he usually sticks to his duty, unless he has a damn good reason not to. He steals a kiss from Merlin's lips as fast as he can, pulling back within a second, and giving Merlin an excuse to whine. "Let's call it a request." "A request." "You could have been killed." He's trying to stay focused, wanting to get a promise out of Merlin, but Merlin's beginning to move, trapped beneath him, in ways that make Arthur's eyelids flutter. "So could you," Merlin whispers. "At least this way, we're both alive." Alive. Both of them. Arthur pins Merlin down, happy to take advantage of his superior strength as he plunders Merlin's mouth, hoping to convey with actions what he apparently can't with words. "I don't know what I'd do if you died," is spelled out desperately in every kiss, every taste, and every touch. The end.